Over time, Hector had gradually changed the way he worked. At the beginning, he mainly tried to help people to change their outlook. Now, he still did that, of course, but he also helped people to change their lives, to find a new life that would suit them better. Because, to put it another way, if you're a cow, you'll never become a horse, even with a good psychiatrist. It's better to find a nice meadow where people need milk than to try to gallop around a racecourse. And above all, it's best to avoid entering a bullring, because that's always a disaster. Sabine would not have been happy being compared to a cow, even though cows are actually kind and gentle animals, Hector had always thought, and very good mothers too. It's true that she was also very clever, and sometimes this didn't make her happy, because as you might already have noticed, sometimes happiness is not knowing everything. One day, Sabine said to Hector, "I think life is just a big con." Startled, Hector asked, "What do you mean?" That was what he always said when he hadn't been listening properly the first time. "Well, you're born and straight away you have to rush about, go to school and then work, have children and then your parents die and then before you know it, you get old and die too." "Well, this all takes a bit of time though, doesn't it?"
"Yes, but it goes by so quickly. Especially when there's no time to stop. Take me, for example, with my work and evenings with the children and my husband. He's the same, poor thing. He never stops either."
Sabine had a nice husband. She'd also had a nice father, which improves the chance of finding a nice husband straight away, who worked hard in an office too, and two young children, the eldest of whom had started school.
"I always feel as if I'm up against the clock," said Sabine. "In the morning, everything needs to be organised. I have to leave in time to take my eldest to school and then dash to the office. I have meetings I have to be on time for, but while I'm in them, the rest of my work piles up. And then I have to rush in the evenings too, pick up my child from school or get home in time for the nanny, and then dinner and homework. Still, I'm lucky. My husband helps me. We hardly have time to speak to each other in the evening. We're so tired, we both just fall asleep." Hector knew all this, and perhaps that was partly why he had slowly started to contemplate getting married and having babies.
"I'd like to slow down," said Sabine. "I'd like to have time to enjoy life. I'd like some time for myself to do whatever I want."
"What about holidays?" asked Hector. Sabine smiled. "You don't have children, do you, Doctor?" Hector admitted that he did not yet.
"Actually," said Sabine, "I think that's also why I come to see you. This session is the only point in my week when time stops and my time is completely my own."
Hector understood precisely what Sabine meant, especially since he, too, over the course of his day, often felt that he was up against the clock, like all of his colleagues. When you're a psychiatrist, you always have to keep an eye on the time, because if you allow your patients to talk to you for too long, the next patient will get impatient and all your appointments will run late that day. Sometimes this was very difficult for Hector. For example, when 3 minutes before the end of a session, just as he'd start to shift in his armchair to signal that time was almost up, the person in front of him would suddenly say,
"Deep down, Doctor, I don't think my mother ever loved me,"
and begin to cry. Being up against the clock, thought Hector to himself. It was a real problem for so many people, especially for mothers. What could he possibly do to help them?